Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Remember, the 5th of November, when Ron Paul, just in the first 12 hours of this day, has raised upwards of $2 million. I mean, that's a big day for Hillary. That's a big day for anybody. And I've got Ron Paul news here stacking up. Then they're going to do some Citigroup information. Ron Paul's meteoric rise. Web rankings prove Ron Paul is attracting more and more attention while every other candidate is flat. On Alexa ratings alone, Ron Paul is rated at 13,494, an 81% growth rate in the last 3 months. Hillary has never gotten to 13,000 on the web. I'll give you an example. Present planet's like 10,000. She's never even gotten to 13,000. She is at 35,143, or 22,000 places. 22,000 places behind Ron Paul. Okay? And then Giuliani, the little favorite who they give constant coverage, is 121,745 places. So that means he is over 110 places, 110,000 places behind Ron Paul. And Ron Paul today will be outspending him, will be outraising money more than that piece of trash, that gun-grabbing, open borders promoting, abortion-loving Republican darling. I mean, what else could he be, being that scum-filled? So, war-loving, did I add that part? Martial law-pushing, torture-loving, just absolute little mob boss son. I guess it's better than Nazi son like Schwarzenegger, but choices like this. We couldn't make this stuff up either. How many of our government officials are former commissars' sons or grandsons or mob boss sons or SS officer sons? I mean, he's just incredible. It's a pack of scum. Literally feeding on us, raping us. I've had enough of it. This just in, Ron Paul's campaign will be joining us in about an hour and a half. So there's that news. I had to give you that news. Big story up on Infowars.net right now. Ron Paul on course to raise millions in one day, and I hope you'll all go in there and get this story out to everybody. This is the day. This explains it to them. This explains it simply, why it's important, where they donate, how they donate. Again, don't wait for orders from headquarters. Get in there, ladies and gentlemen. Hit them hard. Just give the New World Order one super fight here. All right, coming up, I'll have to do this after Boyd Graves is on with us. Citigroup in deep, deep, deep trouble. World's biggest bank in crisis meeting. I came in for dinner Friday night with my family at about 6:30. My wife had National Petroleum Radio on, fake liberal radio on. We monitor their propaganda. Everyone with the fake soothing snake voices like Ka in the Jungle Book. Yes. Oh, it's so silly. Everyone's dumping their bank stocks of good banks. Like Chase Manhattan, Citibank, Citigroup. It makes no sense. These are silly people. Just are dumb. And the market's wonderful. The economy's great. Inflation's less than 2%. Pigs fly. The moon is made of cheese. NPR. Ooh. So they were doing all this and hypnotizing their audience. I mean, it certainly is very listenable radio compared to neocon radio. And side issue. The point is, well, I went in and I said, oh, there's a reason for that, because just in the last few hours, bank stocks had plunged. I hadn't taken notice. I was busy doing other stuff. Sure enough, I go pull up Financial Times of London, London Telegraph. It's all there. Citigroup in total crisis, just gyrating out of control, red level problems. Meanwhile, everything's fine. Look closely into my eyes. You're getting sleepy. NPR. What evil.
It is a big idea. A new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeats are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Time, that's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. We're here live, ladies and gentlemen. You can also subscribe to the free podcast with a simple click of a mouse at Infowars.com in the Listen section. And I know a lot of you do subscribe, over 40,000 of you, but why not tell your neighbors, your friends, your office staff, your coworkers, your colleagues that they can listen how they want, when they want, on their MP3 or other type iPod device. And we restream the show consecutively. Every day when the show ends at 2 o'clock Central, we restream it. So if you missed any of the first or second hour, you can always tune in and listen to the stream. So listen how you want, when you want. It's all about ease of listening in the information war. Okay. I should have had the good doctor on years ago, but quite frankly, I wanted to do more research on his claims. In fact, once I even set him up and then rudely canceled him, because I said, this is such a serious allegation, about 10 years ago, he may remember, probably doesn't, such a serious allegation that he's making that I want to do research. Well, you get busy, you do a lot of things. In the last 10 years, I have read more than 20, 30 books on the subject. I quit counting. I've actually gone to state libraries, university libraries. I have actually interviewed scores of other medical doctors, scientists, epidemiologists, virologists. And I have seen what Nobel Prize winners have just said in the last year, two separate ones saying AIDS is an inside job. Of course, then many other scientists and guests out of the blue and news articles would bring up the documents in the 1970s that they independently discovered about the Navy and others developing race-specific bioweapons. Since then, I've read in its entirety, and then the different subchapters that it discusses. You have to then go to the actual source documents that are bookmarked. Of State Department Memorandum 200 by Henry Kissinger in 1973, declassified in 1992. I made Endgame. I did over a year of research with two researchers in my office, working on it many hours a day. And quite frankly, I discovered things even worse than what Dr. Graves is saying. So I have to tell you, he was right all along. It's just there's so many incredible guests, so many incredible researchers, so many incredible things that I just don't have time to vet and prove for myself before I bring them on the show. I guess would just put people on the show beforehand and just say I haven't documented what they've said instead of waiting 10 years. Same thing with chemtrails. We've been doing research on that, and then we just discovered that it's true. There's whole government declassified areas hidden in plain view. I'm so busy, I haven't even had time over the weekend. I tried to do research, didn't even do an article on it. It's the problem. There are so many tens of thousands. First off, before we go to Mr. Graves, and I appreciate him joining us, I'm trying to preface all this. In Endgame, we literally didn't put one thousandth, maybe not even one 10,000th, of all the admitted radiating troops, spraying with biological weapons, killing them, killing foster children, killing children the government grabbed, killing children that parents brought in to have surgery, radiating them, hundreds of thousands. I mean, and that's just the U.S. and Israel and Russia and England and a few others. And then South Africa creating race-specific bioweapons, and James Weapons Quarterly, and Dick Cheney writing about how they wanted to use them on people and make it legitimate, PNAC documents, September 2000. I mean, the point is that you literally jump into an ocean of them admitting it, an ocean of them doing it. They see it as their great work, their charity, their loving thing. We just posted the Rabbit Hole Part 2, Endgame, the Rabbit Hole Doesn't End Here, Part 2, at truthnews.us this weekend, and a great writer put together all the research that we'd seen independently. They did even more with the head of Planned Parenthood being Bill Gates' dad, admitting the Rockefeller Foundation runs it all at public speeches, video, audio of it, $39 billion given just in the last year by Bill Gates and Warren Buffett for all of this. I mean, this is huge. And so it's basically like I'm trying to give you the history of the world here in a thumbnail. But I guess the best way to do it is Dr. Boyd Graves, who's one of the first to discover this, be speaking out against it and exposing it. And again, AIDS infest almost every nation in the world. Some countries in Africa have 40%+ rates of it. You'll see somebody like, you can debate what cures it, what treats it all day. But bottom line, it's a government op. Remember Magic Johnson said he had it and was going to die, and then suddenly, oh, I'm fine, I got the cure, and they told him to shut up. Remember Tommy Morrison, the boxer? If you take the drugs, that ends up killing you. There's people, they've done medical tests, even the BBC admits they've done AIDS tests in Africa on people that have never had sex, never had anything, but they've been given an injection, and that's where they got it. So I'm going to shut up now and go to Dr. Boyd Graves, who I'll even keep over to the next hour for the time I've taken from him here, prefacing all this. All I can beg you to do is go to whatistheendgame.com or go to prisonplanet.com and get Endgame. Endgame doesn't even broach the AIDS situation. It just covers where they say they want to kill 80% of us, namely their main target, blacks. They have a special hatred and want to kill blacks. But I found they're doing it to whites. They're doing it to everybody. But they can get away with it in Latin America and Africa and poor areas of Asia better because there's no real media, no reporting. They own the governments through IMF and World Bank loans. They say through IMF and World Bank loans they'll buy the quietness, the silence of the country's leadership that are doing this. This is it. It's going on now. And please get Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. If they admit they've killed hundreds of thousands of us by design, why wouldn't they do something like this? Why wouldn't they do a 9/11? Well, then you find the documents, and indeed they are. So I think the best way to start this is just to tell you that Dr. Boyd Graves, AIDS activist, 11 years ago, Boyd Graves, a lawyer and 1975 graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy, discovered he had HIV/AIDS positive. Rather than lay down and accept it as a death sentence, he resolved to learn all he could about the disease in hopes of seeking a cure. What Graves discovered shocked and enraged him. Based upon information he discovered in the public domain and through the Freedom of Information Act, he concluded the U.S. government was involved in a super-secret special virus cancer program, the now declassified, by the way. He feels it is the cause of the dreaded disease HIV/AIDS. In 99, Graves discovered the secret 71 special virus center flowchart, which spells out the incremental development of a laboratory-produced virus designed to attack and undermine the immune system of people of African descent. And again, my dad is an oral surgeon. He knows a lot of doctors, medical doctors. I remember him in the 80s talking about this, saying that he'd seen the numbers from the CDC that white men or white women who have just as many sexual partners, they could even be black partners who have AIDS, are hundreds of times less likely to contract it, but blacks can almost catch it from somebody sneezing on them. So the point is, it's race-specific, and there's no doubt. But I've said enough. There's so much here. He's done so much to expose it, and I salute you, Mr. Graves.
My friend, I don't know if I have ever had a more glorious introduction than that which you just did. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for coming on. In a nutshell, tell us a little bit more about yourself and this horrific saga. I mean, I've had to come face.
You know, let's get going here, my friend. I'm about to celebrate my 6th anniversary on taking the AIDS cure. Let's start at the beginning. The AIDS cure is U.S. patent number 56769 77. Anyone who's listening now, and I know that this is the world jury, can go to www.uspto.gov. That's the Patent and Trademark Office database of the United States of America. What we are talking about here, Alex, are U.S. documents. Dr. Boyd Ed Graves can read. We're talking about U.S. documents and nothing more. Unfortunately, I believed I had a right to life. The development of HIV precedes my birth as well as yours and that of virtually every other person in this country. There is something wrong in the hen house. There is something wrong in the hen house. This plan to develop HIV, a race-specific entity, precedes a number of centuries, apparently, to my understanding. What we're looking at here is the CCR5 Delta 32 positive gene. All people of color have the gene. Many whites do not. And when I say that, please know that I am not speaking racially, that you this or me that or you this or me that. We are speaking about actionable intelligence as it relates to solving the greatest mystery in the history of the world. And it will take all of us. Anyone who knows me, Alex, knows that we're about equally trying to share the air and the space.
Absolutely. But listen, you don't have to preface it with my audience. They understand what the race-specific bioweapons are all about. I mean, but let's start back. How did you wake up to this? Let's get into the documents, what you discovered.
Well, here's what we discovered. The U.S. Special Virus Program from 1962 to 1978 has 15 progress reports detailing every experiment and every contract I can read. I'm hopeful that the world jury today will want to read these documents also, because they specifically and unequivocally show that the research logic flowchart, the blueprint that's on my website, BoydGraves.com, over 4 million people have the document already. This program developed the ESP-1 virus. We have the 1971 electron microscope of that ESP-1 virus. Alex, when compared to the 1985 electron microscope of HIV, as is produced by the National Academy of Sciences, they are identical. The ESP-1 virus was produced as the U.S. Special Virus Program in accordance with the prime mandate long directive of reducing the black population. You've already mentioned a number of the documents of the United States which clearly show the mix of eugenics, as if you would, racism, if you would, into the biological programs. This whole development of infectious disease, including the 1918 influenza, they already knew what they were doing at that point.
Oh, absolutely. That's what I discovered researching eugenics is 100 years ago, the Rockefellers started funding all the cancer research as a weapon. Stay there, sir. We're going to come right back to you on the other side of this break to get into these documents. And again, as you say, these are documents that are official. Anybody can read them.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN financial bulletin. Have you ever wanted to make a lot of extra cash in a way that requires very little money to get started? If so, and you have a high-speed internet connection, this may well be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. You can now get a free DVD that reveals how to make more money than any sane person can possibly spend, and do it while working part-time at home with your computer. The new DVD shows how to earn money with no employees, no rent or other overhead, and the best part is that you don't have to go into debt to get started. It's extremely easy to get this home business up and running. And if you work smart, you can start earning money in a very short period of time. The DVD is free. However, you must pay a small shipping charge. To get your DVD, simply call 888-213-1455. That's 888-213-1455. If the line is busy, please keep trying to call back. That number again is 888-213-1455.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa de viento la vida me llevó. Y me hizo volar en el cielo infinito.
Dr. Boyd Graves is our guest. Website, BoydGraves.com. Big link up on Infowars.com. And I know a lot of you are racist. You don't like black people, so you snicker and giggle, some of you out there, and say, ah, just let them die. I want you to go look at the photos and the video of those dead and dying children and those people. And I want you to look at those human beings and think about what you're tacitly giving approval to. But that's a small minority. Most of you just don't believe this is going on. Understand, an elite that will do this will kill anybody and everybody. And my evidence shows they're doing it to everyone. They're trying to dumb everyone down so we're more easily controlled. They're poisoning us all. But they lavish this wickedness on blacks first in Africa, sub-Saharan Africa mainly, and on Asians and Latin Americans. And then Bayer knowingly for 10 years shipped out Factor VIII with AIDS in every shot, knowing it would kill everyone that came in contact with it. And their CEO's own minutes and suits came out. They knew. They said, oh, they just were cold-hearted and didn't care. No, they do it as a sacrament. It is their thought system. Dr. Graves, short segment, but just get into documents. I mean, because you've got the cold, hard facts and the pieces you put together here.
Well, I appreciate that. Again, let me just say that these are U.S. documents, and each and every one of us, now that we are a world jury, we want to see the evidence and then weigh it for ourselves. I believe that anyone Googles U.S. House Resolution 15090, you will find the kind of common-day language that says they were making HIV. It is page 129 of that U.S. House Resolution 15090. The title is Synthetic Biological Agent, where the United States Pentagon spokesperson is seeking $10 million to make a synthetic biological agent for which no natural immunity exists. It goes on further to say the agent that they were working on would deplete the immune system so as to allow for the onset of infectious disease. In addition to the 1971 flowchart document, which is the blueprint of the program, this U.S. House Resolution 15090 is the crux of the evidence of the people. It is definitive definition of HIV and AIDS from 1969 and the seek and the want to make it. The flowchart shows the desire, the purpose, and the intent, and clearly that a virus particle was isolated and mass-produced under the U.S. Special Virus Program. There is one government report on this entire operation that came out of the GAO, General Accounting Office. The Congressman James Traffigan, my congressman from Ohio, I'm from the Youngstown, Ohio area, and I do want to say hello to all my friends and family in the Youngstown, Cleveland area. But the GAO, Origin of the AIDS Virus Report, is also available on Google. And it shows that they sideswiped in every way and whitewashed this U.S. Special Virus Program to continue to leave it out of the equation of human disease. The U.S. Special Virus Program is the birthplace of HIV and AIDS, and any review of this federal program will solve and end HIV and AIDS.
Now, let me go back for a minute, and then we'll come back and into the future. But you have a flow chart here, and many of these I came across in researching. Genetics started with the eugenicists 150 years ago. They founded the Cold Springs Harbor Lab. They founded the Bioweapons Lab. In 1902, the U.S. organized the Station for Experimental Evolution, and they were able to identify diseases of ethnic nature.
You're reading from my website?
Yes.
Yes, that's the timeline. So it allows people of the world jury to have a foothold as they venture back in time to grasp the time frame with respect to the continuous development.
Exactly. In 1904.
Of a contagious cancer that selectively kills. The want and the need. They could have gone to Mexico, Alex, to get slaves. They did not have to go to Africa. Isn't that correct?
Yes, it says 1904, we use microplasm to cause an epidemic in horses. 1910, use microplasm to cause an epidemic in fowl and birds. And then they formed the Federation of the American Society of Experimental Biology. 1918, the influenza virus kills millions of unsuspecting. It was a flu virus modified with a bird microplasm for which human primates had no acquired immunity. 1921, lead eugenics philosopher Bertrand Russell publicly supported the necessity for organized plagues against the black population. We have his books published on that. That's in Endgame. 1931, they secretly tested African Americans with the AIDS in sheep. 9:35, they learned they could crystallize the tobacco microplasm and it could remain infectious. That's when they basically chemicalized it. 1943 officially began the biowarfare program, and it just goes on and on. Go there, read it right now, the timeline at BoydGraves.com. And again, in my own research, in their own books, their own documents. See, that's what's incredible. Now I'm reading this, and I've seen 80% of it. I haven't seen it all because there's so much research. Stay there, doctor. I want to come back and go through what their big plan is.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the sun oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at KenSolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at KenSolar.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
An endgame blueprint for global enslavement. We conclusively prove that there is a global elite. They have set up a world government that is now merging three separate regions. Their main goal for establishing world government is so they can then carry out the orderly extermination of the world population. Now, AIDS is a soft kill weapon, that is, it kills you slowly, and they can then disguise a cocktail of other bioweapons they're now releasing, a lot of top scientists have said, in Africa and Asia and Latin America, and it becomes like a cover. And then they can basically take control of it as it unfolds under the guise of the bureaucracy they've grown up around helping all the poor people that have it. Please get Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Go see it at prisonplanet.tv right now. Get a 15-cent a day membership and then burn it to disk. Give it to people. Okay, and then point them at Dr. Boyd Graves' site. Then they understand. Here's the global elite. Here's their own statements, how they want to kill 80% of us. And they, I know I'm jumping back and forth here, Dr. Graves, but let me just go back here for a moment. Why particularly from your research, like Bertrand Russell talks about how they've got to exterminate the blacks. I have the letter. There's a bunch of them, but to the Lever family head, Fortune, where she's talking about we got to hire black doctors as our front people so the blacks don't catch on that we're trying to exterminate them. I mean, I know they're doing this to everybody. I know they're running soft kill ops on everyone now from all the evidence I've got. But particularly, why do they want to kill blacks so badly?
Well, you know, I have a legacy. I guess I'm developing a legacy of being able to be the age shell answer man, and I certainly would like to tackle that question. It is difficult for people who have, as young as this country is, to have related to other persons to view them less equally. When you have evolved from a mentality that views others as lesser than yourself, and in this case as it relates to whites and blacks as five-fifths and three-fifths, it is very difficult for someone who has been viewing people lesser than themselves to subsequently then view them equally. That would take more time than we've been on the planet, and we're still working on that. My friend, I believe this entire issue of eliminating the black race goes back a long, long ways. I think it may even go back as far as the first encounters of the first Caucasoids and the Negroids, however that may have occurred, whether it be by Vikings sailing down the coast and encountering the first blacks and going back and saying, we've got to do something. And I was saying last evening, Alice said, you know, blacks grew up in an environment, Africans grew up in an environment where they're in a maze and a matrix of a jungle, but yet they can throw and spit and throw straight lines. And the white man cannot do that. So there might have been a mental inferiority thing that brought this all about from the very beginning, that the African was very, very comfortable in the jungle, and the white man is not.
Well, regardless, this stuff's going on, and I want no part of it. And I know that 99% of the whites I know want no part of it. But people have trouble.
Well, here's what we can do. You have one of the best shows in this country. We can unite to call for the review of the U.S. Special Virus Program. Is that something you yourself are willing to commit to? Review the U.S. Special Virus Program and begin the clinical trials of the patented cure for AIDS. So as we say, where do we go from here?
Well, I certainly, Dr. Graves, have reviewed the development of it. It's in all these different documents, State Department documents. It's all there that they developed this and are using it. But, again, huge things get hidden in plain view. I mean, as for treatments and others, quite a few of them out there, and I'm not even here debating all that.
Alex, you are not hidden. You are one of the most exposed radio talk show hosts in the world. With your help here today, the people who listen to you and who know that you bring the truth, go to BoydGraves.com, download the flowchart document. It is our petition calling card for the jury of the world, sir, for review of this U.S. special program and for the beginning of the immediate clinical trials of the patented Tetracil cure for AIDS by the United States. We led this program today with that patent number, 5676977. Here are our action items for solving and ending AIDS. The talk is now it is time for the walk and the fight.
Well, I agree with you, and I'm going to give you time to go over the solution today, sir, and I want to spend some time on that. But for my audience and even myself, continue. I mean, let's start at the beginning, then, just in a nutshell, if you can, condense it. Because everywhere I look, I mean, it's the Rockefellers developing viruses to spread them.
Let me address that. What you are talking about are the underpinnings of why, indeed, there were secret societies in and of themselves even so long ago. That underneath this whole whirlwind of what we call spin and a world was this mental ideology, and I call it inferiority, of the Caucasoid race to indeed plot, to plan, to figure out the difference between these people and us as they have done so biologically and have acted on it. And it all goes back to this long-standing secret society, them versus us mentality that the white man and woman, per se, has engaged in only because, sir, of the tilt of the playing field.
Well, let me expand on that. I mean, the secret society is the New World Order. All they are is the ancient intelligence agencies to guard knowledge. They always thought they were... Let me just finish, though. They always thought they were better than everybody, even if they were Roman and it was other Romans or if it was Germans. I mean, so I agree that it's all about elitism. And so, of course, then that will flow out and into people who are other than non-white.
But my friend, it extends itself to who has the power and the control, i.e. the modern intelligence societies are of the highest order, all a mixture of the Project Paperclip importation of the Nazi science and ideology, nothing more and nothing less.
But as you said, this goes back over 100 years.
Let's go back to 1843 when we discovered that it is the tobacco plant, the tobacco mosaic virus, as the grandmother of HIV and AIDS.
Go over it.
Sir?
Yeah, go ahead and go over it.
Well, again, they discovered in 1843 the mycoplasma. Indeed, we find mycoplasmas have been transferred from plant to animal to human. The HIV enzyme is a mycoplasma with a sheep sequences from Iceland, my friend. How does a disease that comes out of Africa have sheep sequences from Iceland? The Vicina virus, V-I-S-N-A, has 28% of the sequences of HIV and AIDS, yet this government perpetrates that some African and some monkey, some Haitian and somebody? No, indeed, all of this has been done in the laboratory, sir, and that's what that flowchart document proves, that it was by design and purpose. We need to address this issue.
But please continue, I mean, how they developed the whole biological weapons program, because it's older than most people know.
Well, it is truly that it's older, but what we're saying, so is that the general principle here is that it is aimed at people of color. They're predicting the next AIDS virus, Alex, by the year 2012, coming through the air like your chemtrails, based on your hair color and your eye color, triggering a faster kind of AIDS like SARS, like avian
flu. No, I agree. And notice that Dr. Eric Pianca, UT, says he can't wait for the airborne virus that's going to wipe everybody out.
Well, sir, the airborne virus is a result of the aerobiology programs of the United States of America. If the people review the aerobiology programs of the United States of America, we'll see, indeed, the hefty nature of some of the chemtrails that you so highly speak of yourself. The chemtrails are just a portion of the aerobiology. Indeed, if they can blow it through the air, it's a whole lot easier than tearing down the skyscrapers, sir.
Sure. It's airborne. I hear you. Bring me to the point of when you discovered that you supposedly had AIDS, and then you start researching and you find these government
documents. Yes, sir. 15 years ago. And I hate digressing to this extent because we're so forward-thinking in how we're going to approach it.
I understand, but it's important to give folks the background here.
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, all of that's on the website. The background is the future, sir. The cure for AIDS is U.S. patent number 5676977. Personally, Alex, I took it 6 years ago. November 19, 2001. This is my sixth anniversary on the one dose of the AIDS cure, patent number 5676977.
Yeah, but you've already had it years before that. So that's another issue.
Did people die so quickly
in Africa, but they don't here?
Well, you know, we're not talking about the beginning of the pandemic anymore, sir. This is my 15th year. Back when I was diagnosed, whether it was a false positive or not, I'm willing to debate. But when you were given that diagnosis in 1992, sir, you only had a year and a half to live. It is all by design. It shows the true, as you say, evil inherent nature of a false government with a curtain of AIDS. But we are now waking up from the poppy fields of HIV and AIDS. The people are now seeing the evidence and assessing it for themselves. The whole world is a jury. The people that were rogues, the trilateral government here in the United States, they simply cannot win. The people can read, and the people are reacting and understanding. We are awakening from the poppy field.
No, I understand. People are awakening, and I am seeing that. I mean, most people you talk to on the street, it's common knowledge. They can't tell you why they know. They just heard that AIDS was manufactured in a lab. I mean, back in the 80s, back in the early 80s, Frank Zappa said it was engineered.
Well, with your help, sir, there was a parallel program that was ongoing at the time. The science papers reflect that. I'd be happy to, you know,
let's go over the documents and then talk about the solution.
We give the citations and the references. A 1971 paper called Special Virus Cancer Program, Travails of a Biological Moonshot. Anyone can Google it, will show that indeed viruses were created under this special virus program in their own time frame. Now, as we review and trying to look back, we know what we're looking for. The ESP HPV-1 virus created by the United States is a synthetic biological agent that was created that is now we call HIV. It is the ESP-1 virus that is HIV.
And how do they make this virus? What's it made up of?
Well, you know, again, it's the MD Anderson report within Progress Report No. 8 of 1971. How it's made is, I guess, a pleural effusion is something, and I'm not a scientist per se. I'm just a person that has read some of the documentation and try to regurgitate it if you would. But something called a pleural effusion from a 5-year-old black child in Texas.
Okay, explain that to me.
Yes, sir. The virus particle was isolated in a 5-year-old black child in Texas, then developed into the HIV enzyme or the HIV virus as we know it by that name. But it was shipped to Pfizer, the vaccine developer Pfizer, and that's in the progress report too. What these progress reports show are a narrative, detailed explanation of how every experiment connects and fits with every other experiment and every contract of the development of the ESP-1 virus. Any review of this federal program, any cursory review, will solve an HIV and AIDS.
No, I've read the 71 document, and I've read the Navy documents, and I've read where Congress funded the development of autoimmune viruses and successfully developed them, and I've seen the purchase orders where they admit that they developed thousands of gallons of it. And I mean, as you reported, crystallized so they could then deploy it.
Yes,
I'm trying to, just for the average person driving along, to make it simple
for them. Here is for the average person driving along. In the 2003 State of the Union address by our president, he stated that AIDS was a plague of nature, and he said that the CIA had reviewed his statement. Well, AIDS, if AIDS is a plague of nature, then where is my government's synthetic biological agent that was funded on June 9, 1969, that depletes the immune system, sir? So we can't have it both ways. Either AIDS is a plague of nature, as we're being led to believe in the propaganda sense, whether it's Democrat or Republican, because we've also approached the prior president on this issue as well, to no avail. Either AIDS is a plague of nature, or it is a plague of this synthetic biological agent program that has been hidden from the American people and the people of the world. We're looking for the world jury. We believe that we cannot receive justice as it relates to truth and reconciliation, an apology to the victims who have VISNA in their system. A swab test for VISNA, my friend. Mm-hmm. If you test positive for VISNA, at the Icelandic sleep disease, you deserve an apology and reparations. The AIDS reparation issue will dominate the rest of this century.
So you're moving a little quick for me, even. You said something about Icelandic diseases.
It is called VISNA, sir. V-I-S-N-A.
Yes, I'm familiar. Specifically, what are you saying?
No, I'm saying what they are saying. According to the top electron microscopist of the United States, I'm not sure if I pronounced that one right, but
it doesn't matter. Go ahead.
Dr. Matthew Gondin, Dr. Robert Gallo, and the National Academy of Science. HIV evolved from the Icelandic sheep disease. It has nothing to do with monkeys or Africans. How does an Icelandic sheep disease originate in an African monkey disease? It just doesn't. The VISNA sequences in HIV alone. But here's the mystery and the miracle, and thank you for asking. This is very important. In the progress reports, page 39 in 1971, you have the progress report. You say, they say that VISNA has not yet, meaning it will be, but VISNA has not yet been associated with human disease. At the 1983 AIDS Task Force, and you write this down, sir, the United States was informed that AIDS had evolved the etiological agent of HIV on July 18, 1983, was the VISNA sheep disease. HIV is a lentivirus because it is one of these mycoplasmas that they have triggered with for the last 100 years, in line with the horse and the goat, as was mentioned by the Cold Springs Harbor discoveries in the early 1900s. So
yeah,
how could HIV be a mystery if indeed it's linked to animal diseases from the early 20th century?
No, and we just had Mr. Watson, the head of the Cold Springs Harbor, who was the head of their genetics arm during World War II, and it was still the Eugenics Records Office. We now have him getting finally fired or having to resign because he says black people are basically inferior and we should ban who can have children and restrict this and that. My point is, Mr. Dr. Grace, please.
Alex, that's 5/5 and 3/5. See, white people grew up all their lives looking at black people as 3/5 of a person, whether you say they're 5/5 or not. That's the mental ideology of the inferiority of this entire problem.
No, I understand that. My point was, Dr. Graves, the issue I was trying to flesh out there, was that this is a eugenics operation, admittedly, and this is where they're producing these weapons, and they run the human genome right now. Human genome projects run out of Cold Springs Harbor. They're with National Geographic trying to trace racial lines out of Africa to try to tailor race weapons, and that's clear. And so my point is that the people heading this up today are still eugenicists, and it's hidden in plain view. That's all I was saying.
But it's not hidden in plain view. Any of the scientists and medical doctors today are unaware of the U.S. special virus program that persisted in the United States from 1962 to 1978. We're saying review this federal program. Let's bring it into view. That's why we're asking for your assistance.
Well, good. We're going to break.
We're going forward even here now.
We're going to break. When we come back, you've got the floor. I want you to tell people your solution to try to get this whole bioweapons program reviewed. But then you say reviewed. They'll, it's like people calling for a new 9/11 investigation. They will just review it themselves and whitewash it, but I guess a review would draw attention to this, and then it would at least be a point of debate. But I say there's no research needed. I mean, they say they want the bioweapon. They say they want to get rid of 80% of the population. They say they want to do it, and they're doing it, and there it is. I mean, it's obvious. But when we get back, specifically tell me about solutions, Dr. Boyd Graves. Amazing information today, and again, he's been talking about this for 15 years, and so he's just going over it so quickly, and I understand the frustration. There's so much detail to every little bit of all of this. There's so many facets to all of it, but regardless, we have a criminally insane elite who are playing with us like we're lab rats. And by the way, that means all of us.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's what happens.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
He's got a fire hose of information. We're trying to drink it out of little pixie straws. BoydGraves.com. Boyd, B-O-Y-D, Graves, G-R-A-V-E-S.com. Go read his timeline. Go look at it all. Excellent information. And then you'll find out it just opens up into a million different avenues. But bottom line, sir, I want to commend you for the hard work you've done. And, vetting a lot of this, bringing this to light. And independently, I've discovered a lot of the same things you've discovered. That's such important information. What are solutions? I mean, how do we expose this to the world? How do we, as you say, get an investigation? Or what are you recommending?
Yes, sir. And I appreciate that. We've been out here for a very, very, very long time and didn't know if we would even get anywhere near as we're approaching some degree of a finish line, that finish line being that this information will continue to circulate, around the world until the end of the world. And for that, we're grateful. We believe that the clinical trials of the cure, I think, are very, very important as a means of now immediately supplementing the treatment procedures for people with HIV and AIDS. It's about a 20-minute procedure, and having shared the effects of it for the last 6 years, I'm sure others would benefit as well. That Tetrasil, the 5676977 patent, speaks for itself. If you say there's no cure, then here is your cure. Now we need to act on it as we're going forward. The review process will certainly be stubborn and take its time over time. But the world jury of people who can read and understand know that we have put our finger on the pulse of the greatest mystery in the history of the world. It all boils down, Alex, when did VISNA cross species, D-I-S-N-A? When did VISNA cross species? Because there's no way an African and a monkey and a Haitian have been up to Iceland. So we have Icelandic sheep sequences in HIV. When did the Icelandic sheep sequences cross into the human genome? They projected that the SIV, the monkey immunodeficiency disease, crossed into the human genome. However, did monkeys modify their behavior? Did they become, and they certainly didn't use condoms, so did female monkeys then spurn the advances of the male because he might possibly give her sexual transmission? Otherwise, we would not have monkeys. So how did the monkeys modify the HIV? They never had it. HIV was not SIV. The monkey SIV was not isolated until 1980. We began giving monkeys human injections beginning in 1962. And re-releasing them back into the wild.
Oh, yeah, they've been in these zoological laboratories like Plum Island and others. Those are admitted bioweapons labs trying to get zoological diseases to cross into humans.
Yes, so we agree that the transmission of VISNA in particular, since it was developed by Nazi Germany, sir, in the 1930s on the sheep in Iceland, it shows the totality of the mindset that has sought to develop a race-specific virus, if you would, which is a synthetic biological agent, mycoplasma, a race-specific mycoplasma. They have achieved their goal. It is now our time and our turn to address this information from a world jury standpoint, and together, the good minds of all of us, work together to implement the cure. They worked on the AIDS vaccine in 1972. We have that experiment. If the people are ready to solve it in HIV and AIDS, we are ready.
Well, sure, because anything the government develops, they also try to simultaneously make a cure for it so they can put the genie back in the bottle.
It's called Phase 4A of the 1971 flowchart document. The flowchart is first located at page 61 in that 1971 report. The preceding pages we will debate around the world, answer every question as to why we have HIV.
Well, stay there. I want to do one more segment. We got a break for 70 seconds or so and then come back. But all I know is this. By exposing AIDS and by exposing race-specific bioweapons and that they are being used and being deployed to great horror and great misery, this may back the globalists off to not launch an even larger phase, as you're right in saying, Doctor, they've said they plan to do.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today, or call toll-free 877-300-7645.